Governor Davis's campaign to get Californians to reduce their electricity usage this summer is getting a boost from scientists at the Lawrence Berkeley National Laboratory. For more than two decades, Department of Energy researchers at the lab have been working in relative obscurity on energy-efficient technologies. But as reporter Jay Field found out when he visited the lab recently, the California energy crisis has given their work a new sense of urgency.
The lab sits on a steep hillside above the UC Berkeley campus. Today, it's hot, and most of the scientists who work in Building 90, where the energy efficiency work takes place, wear T-shirts and shorts. But while the atmosphere here seems low-key, the place is bustling with energy. Jonathan Kumi is a staff scientist with the lab's Environmental Energy Technologies Division. He says scientists are getting calls every day from journalists, businesses, marketers, government officials, and consumers interested in learning how to be more energy efficient.
There's a clear recognition among the people who are marketing efficient devices that the demand in California is big and growing because of this energy crisis. And we all know how people make decisions about this kind of thing. When there's a crisis, people respond.
And so do scientists. A number of groups at the Berkeley Lab are doing research and development on energy-efficient technologies and products. Some of these won't reach the marketplace for a few years. They include light-emitting diode lamps, advanced battery and fuel cell technology, and a highly efficient insulating material called aerogel. Others, like cool roofs, are already on the market. Cool roofs are shingles, tiles, or different kinds of roof coatings and sealants that help a building or home reduce its energy consumption. In the lab where cool roof development and research takes place, Ronan Levinson points at a machine on the table in front of him. It's called a solar spectrum reflectometer. It looks a bit like an upside-down microscope.
To develop a shingle that will stay cool in the sun, it needs to do two things, one of which is reflect as much of the sunlight as possible. This machine measures the fraction of sunlight that is reflected by a material like a roofing tile or a roofing shingle.
Ideally, a cool roof, by reflecting sunlight and most of the radiation that comes with it, will save energy by reducing the air conditioning demand of a building or house. Once scientist Levinson is done taking measurements, he lets manufacturers know whether the shingles are reflective enough. If they're not, he suggests ways that its composition could be changed to improve its reflectivity. While this work is scientific and high-tech, some of what happens in the lab resembles a grade school art class.
Well, just for testing, here we have a chromium oxide green acrylic artist paint. It's convenient. It's easy to spread. It's not particularly toxic. It's inexpensive. And it's just handy.
Ronan Levinson applies the paint to a clear glass slide. He's trying to create a pigment that will stay cool in the sun. He says this part of his work takes him back in time.
There are days I come home and I think, well, I've just gotten paid to finger paint for the last few hours. It's nice when your gloves turn all different colors.
If some of Levinson's lab work seems whimsical, the objective of his group, the Heat Island Institute, is not. Its goal is to reduce energy consumption by making urban environments cooler. And so far, the cool roof part of the strategy is working. Take the SMUD example. SMUD is the Sacramento Municipal Utility District. And back in January, SMUD began a program that offers Sacramento area contractors a rebate of 20 cents for every square foot of cool roof they install. SMUD's Misha Sarkovich.
So beyond our expectations, our annual goal is about 250,000 square feet. This time, early in June, we already approach about 800,000 square feet. The program has been very successful.
The cool roof materials are not as readily available on the residential market as they are on the commercial one. But the Berkeley Lab has developed other energy-efficient technologies that are available for home use right now. Compact fluorescent lamps, energy-efficient table lamps, and low-emissivity windows. And if you're looking for other ways to save energy at home, the lab has a website, savepower.lbl.gov. It's designed to help consumers take advantage of California's new rebate program, which provides financial incentives for reducing home electricity use by 20%. For the California Report, I'm Jay Field.